Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are joined by Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allonsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
A triplet this morning. Three stories from your area you want to share with us? Go to
Yes, I've got three quick stories for you, David. This just in, we posted it on allotsego.com. You remember Erin Collier, the one woman in the seven-way Democratic race in the 19th Congressional District. She's from Cooperstown. Alone among the seven, her nominating petitions were challenged by the Democratic vice chair from the town of Gardner near New Paltz, where Pat Ryan, another of the seven, resides. In any event, this week, the State Board of Elections completed its review and concluded that Erin's petitions had sufficient signatures on the ballot in the June 26th Democratic primary. So all seven of the candidates are in. A second story, in January 2017, the Oneonta Board of Public Service declared the venerable Oneonta Hotel unsafe. It was an elegant venue for decades, but it's fallen on hard times. April 30th, Tuesday, was a deadline for the owners to bring the building up to code, and still no decision was forthcoming from City Hall to clear the place. So people, a year and a half later, are still living in a building that, in effect, has been ruled a fire trap. Mayor Gary Herzog is concerned the residents have nowhere to go. And of course, that is a concern. But 16 months have passed. Should that have been dealt with by now? That's a question on many local people's minds. A third story. Farm Credit East, the agricultural bank, had the ribbon cutting on a $3 million office building on the north end of Otsego Lake, the largest building in the town of Springfield. The company consolidated its Sangerfield and Cobleskill offices and has brought 40 white-collar jobs to town. And another 20 are expected in the next couple of years. The building is designed by a local firm, Alton View Architects. It's a couple of hundred yards from Otsego Lake and kind of interesting. It's low slung, designed to have a minimal impact on the view from the lake. As it happens, it's built on the former summer estate of the Ryerson family. Arthur Ryerson, president of Ryerson Steel in Chicago, died on the Titanic, so the site has some historic interest. It's been vacant for years, so it's nice to have a new use. I have to say, I didn't really understand what Farm Credit East did. It turns out that farms pose particular risks. Commercial banks will finance a house on land in the country, but if there's a barn, that's an added liability. And if there's a silo, that's yet another discouragement. Farm Credit East was founded 100 years ago, it turns out, to provide farmers with financing that wouldn't be available otherwise. And this is kind of neat. You and I have mortgage payments monthly, but Farm Credit East's mortgages can be paid annually when the crops come in. The company also has a new division, Country Living, which is competing in the mortgage business for rural properties generally. There seems to be a promising strategy that will benefit both the company and those of us living in a rural Otsego County.
And in the interest of full disclosure, Farm Credit East is an underwriter on WAMC. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Jim, pick up with you next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, David.